So kuyizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibonge uThandono Kawande obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlazi ku-20 Nhlolanja 2023 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, udaba lokuthi umongameli Mnangagwa wephula isisekelo sombuso ngokungasayini ugwalo lwezabelo zokuvota i-delimitation luqhubekela phambili.
Kukhandwe amawadi amatsha lawo athethwe lawo mawadi ayalahlelwa le kude eTsholotsho South ekhitshwa emgosi ukuthi ku-MP lawo mawadi ayavotela u-MP weTsholotsho South.
Kodwa abanye bathi kungaba kulokungahambi kuhle kwembiko okubangela ukuthi lolu daba lube buvilibana lungacaci kuhle.
Ngibone ngani nje kulama genuine into le has been overlooked, whether there are mistakes, whether kulama communication problems.
Amapolisa aqhubeka esephula isisekelo sombuso ngokungaphi imvumo abebandla le-CCC ukuthi benze imihlangano yabo phambilini kokhetho.
Amapolisa kawalandeli la kancane i-constitution yeZimbabwe, kawalandeli umthetho welizwe, kawalandeli indlela yokwenza evunyelwene umhlaba wonke jikelele, lokho esithi international standard.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Umhlangano womanyano wamazwe e-Afrika obusenzelwa kwele Ethiopia OAU uphele izolo ugatsha lwezomvikela olwe Peace and Security Council lwavumelana ukuthi kuthathwe amanyathelo okuqeda impi yakwele DRC. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa obesemhlanganweni lo uphenduke elizweni izolo ntambama.
Asambeni madoda siyovota.
Asambeni madoda siyovota. Sivotele inkonzo.
Asambeni madoda siyovota.
Udaba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wephula isisekelo sombuso ngokungasayini ugwalo lwezabelo zokuvota i-delimitation luqhubekela phambili. Umnangagwa wayemele asayine lolu gwalo ngolwesihlanu ngoba yikho okwasekwenele amalanga alitshumi lane okufunwa ngumthetho wezokhetho andubana ahlele amalanga okhetho. Nxa engekwenzanga lokhu umthetho uyaba usephuliwe. Kodwa isikhulumeli sikaMnangagwa umnumzana George Jaramba elova enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter uthe ugwalo olwanikezwa uMnangagwa ngumgcini sihlalo wekhomishini yezokhetho eZEC unkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba aluphelelanga, okutsho ukuthi uMnangagwa elokhu elesikhathi sokusayina lolu gwalo. UMnangagwa ophenduke elizweni izolo wasuka ngelanga okwakumele asayine khona lolu gwalo ngelwesihlanu waya kwele Ethiopia emhlanganweni we-African Union. Sixoxe lomkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele-EFF Zimbabwe umnumzana Innocent Ndibali ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
As the EFF Zimbabwe and as the EFF Zimbabwe president, I feel ukuthi indaba le isese very confusing because different parties are saying different things. We hear different things from the president's office. We hear something different from ZEC. We hear something else from the spokesperson of the president. So it is very difficult to comment effectively heavy because information is a corner, I call very clear. We will have to wait and hear what he and our president Uzatini are looking at information that we have. I do not believe what it is a genuine Lokozen move not to proclaim the report or do what is necessary, because he could have easily done that even if he was out of the country. I don't think what this thing is tied to geography. So yes, we will have to comment a more effective Cecilia information. Cecilia Udo President Yena Utin.
Kandikona vele kungani kungacaci ukuthi uhlelo lolu luhamba njani njalo lezikhathi eliphiwa ngazo ukuthi umongameli alwethule. Kungakwenzakala ngabomo na kumbe ikuphosisa nje?
I don't think ukuthi kwenzakala ngabomo, and I don't think ukuthi ikuphosisa. Ngibone ngani nje kulama genuine over Lokozen ukuthi into le has been overlooked, whether there are mistakes, whether kulama communication problems, whether the understanding of a final report, what did it mean? Did it mean final report is yet to come, or did it mean the final report has been delivered? So we still need to hear very clearly from Chairperson Wezek, and we need to hear clearly from the President. But as I said, it is very difficult to comment effective because information is still foggy, information is still scattered, and I will be very clear what happened. But in any case, I believe kulama administrative issues that are there that need to be sorted. I think somehow took their eyes off the ball to the extent that we are where we are right now. But as I said, let us wait and hear what the president is going to say, and let us hear what Chairperson Uchikumba will have to say. But I believe one way or the other is going to work positively for Abantu, because the longer it takes to finalize this, the more people are going to register to vote, the more people are going to be able to even come from the diaspora to participate, register to vote, and so on and so on. But I believe it is not intentional. But however, there are errors that have been made. But let us wait and hear what President Uzakuthi.
Hello, ngumnumzana Innocent Ndivali, umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo EFF Zimbabwe, ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eSengilandi. Lokhu sokudaba lunye siphinde saxoxa lesiphathamandla sebandla leCCC, umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, othi ugwalo olwaphiwa uMnangagwa uZek yilo kanye elumele alusayine uMnangagwa.
Lokho kusekuthenini umuntu nomuntu ukubone kanjani okwenziwe yiZek ukudwetshwa kwabutsha kwengcele, ngoba nathi siwu-CCC kunezindawo la sikhala khona kakhulu esibona ungathi uZek akenzanga kuhle, wenze nje ukuthi afeve izano PF. Ake ngunikeze isibonelo nje babugandi, uma uthatha ku-constituency yemgunzi kuthathwe amawadi Peri Apen, amawadi a right kobulawayo. Sikhuluma lapha ngeMganwini West, sikhuluma ngeRenjimo, Upper Renjimo, sikhuluma ngeMbundane, sikhuluma ngeMthunzini. Kukhandwe amawadi amatsha lawo, athethwe lawo mawadi ayalahlelwa le kude eCholocho South, ekhitshwa eMguza. Ukuthi uMP lawo mawadi ayavotela uMP weCholocho South, ngoba ibebalekela ukuthi ngokwethu kubona ke manje bebalekela ukuthi uMP weqembu eliphikisayo ubezuza amavoti amaningi kakhulu kumawadi la ancike kobulawayo, ngoba ngamawadi futhi anamavoti abaningi, ngoba lawo mawadi ebenamavoti afika ku 7000 asethethwa alahlelwa le. Thina ke uma sikukhangela lokho sibona njengento ethethwe ngoba ifeva izano. Uma sijula ke ngalolo cwaningo lwethu sibe sesibona ukuthi konje imguza lebubi kakhulukazi yikho lapho abantu bezano izikhulu eziningi ezinomhlaba khona. So bengabe befuna ke ukuthi bavikele leyo mhlaba yabo ukuthi noma kungathini OMP bakulawo ma constituency baqhubeke bevela kuyiza. Yikubona kwethu lokho lapha nje ngiyalinganisa kodwa ke isikhalo futhi esikhulu kakhulu sisibona sichamuka kakhulukazi endaweni zeMashonaland lapho izano ekhana ikhala kakhulu ende bayazike futhi ukuthi kungenzeka kube futhi izindawo lapho iqembe liphikisayo le-3C lingazuza khona yikho mhlawumbe befaka incindezi ukuthi uMnangagwa asebenzisa amandla akhe ke njengo-president ukuthi afake incindezi kuzekhi ukuthi mhlawumbe kube noshintsho lokudwebeni leyo ngcele kulezo ndawo kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi nathi iqiniso siliqembu nje eliphikisayo le-3C kukhona la sikhala khona ngendlela ingcele edwetshwe ngakhona
manje ngokubona kwakho kuyini okwenzakalayo lapha kukhona uChairman
mina engikubonayo la kungabe kudlalwa ngengqondo zethu singabantu bezimbabwe kudlalwa ngengqondo zethu ukuthi sikholelwe ekuthenini ngeqiniso kulo hlupho noma kukhona indlela la iZek enze khona okurong kodwa ngibona ungathi kuyindlela yokuthi amaqembu aphikisayo ikakhulu lelele MDC Alliance lihlale lilenga emoyeni lingazi ukuthi indulo xa kuzawela ngani ngoba lokhu futhi kuxhomeleke ekuthenini liyakwazi yini lingamaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi liqhubeke lihlunge abantu abazolimela kuzindawo ngezindawo ngoba manje la sikhona sisuka singazi ukuthi ngabe lokhu okukhona kuzahlehliswa kubuyele esimene kade sikusiso ukuqala noma kuzaqhubeka kunje
aloke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo isiphatha amandla sebandla lesi ube khuluma ecingweni le studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa kunjalo nje ibandla lesi lithi lincitshwe ngamapholisa imvumo yokwenza imihlangano ezigabeni zelizwe ezijiyeneyo ezivalisa isabelo seMathebeleland South izolo. Sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana efidlela Ncube ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Amapholisa kawalandeli lakancane iconstitution yeZimbabwe kawalandeli umthetho welizwe kawalandeli indlela yokwenza evunyelwene umhlaba wonke jikelele lokho esithi international standard eyokuphatha okuphathelene lezokhetho ahamba lohlangothi ahamba lebandla elibusayo kakufihli khona lokho akwenza sikubone kusegcikeni abazinikelanga ukuthi kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo abazinikelanga ukuthi iZimbabwe ibe lokhetho olukhululekileyo leyo kabazinikelanga ukuhlonipha amalungelo abantu kuyinto embi ke khona lokho
bakhona asebesithi ngcono ibandla lesisi vele lingangeni kukhetho ngenxa yakhonoku lokubotshwa mahlayana kwenkokheli wena uthini ngalaba umbono njalo
iye kuyezwakala kakhulu lokho abantu abakhuluma ngakho beza ubuhlungu kakhulu kubi ukuthi kungalandelwa imithetho kubi ukuthi sikubone sihamba kancane kancane ukuthi siya okhethweni olungakhululekanga ukuthi ukhetho lwalonyaka luyabe luyilokho esithi not free and fair kodwa ke njalo ibandla elibusayo lona leli elivimbela imihlangano ye-opposition elivimbela amalungelo abantu be-opposition funa khona ukuthi bazi bafinyelele esinqumeni sokuthi bangayokhethweni nxa bengasangena ngokhethweni iyaqhubeka ibusa leyo evelise esihlalweni ngokuba iyakwazi ukuthi nxa ingancintisana la abanye okhethweni okhululekileyo kayiswe ziphumelele ngakho ke kuhle kuyo ukuthi ibaphatheka babantu bazi bagcine bekhalala ukungena okhethweni ngakho ke kumele kuxoxiswane kubonakale ukuthi kambe ukungena okhethweni kuzuzwane ukungangena okhethweni kuzuzwane ukuze abantu bangadonethi impilo yabo ebantwini abangasoze bayiphathe kahle ngakusasa.
Umbuzo wami wokugcina. Manje ngokubona kwakho impumela yokhetho ayisoze iphikiswe na nxa sikhangela khonoku ukuvinjwa kwemihlangano yebandla le-CCC.
Akubuzwa la kancane ukuthi ukhetho alusoze luhambe ngendlela efaneleyo njalo lomphumela walo awusoze wamukeleke kwabe opposition ngokuba vele into zonke ezenzakeleyo kusuka ukhetho luliyano olunye lwadlula ngo-2018 yilezi eziveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi abasezihlalweni abazinikelanga ukuthi sibe lokhetho olukhulekile elizweni. Ngakho ke luza kuzaphikiswana ngalo lokhetho lokuthiwa ngesiNgisi disputed outcome okuza qhubekisela phambili insizi zabantu kuqhubekisela phambili ukuxokozela lokungahlonishwa kwamalungelo abantu esithi political and economic crisis elizweni okuza kwenza abantu babaleke baphume elizweni balambe bathwale nzima ngokuba abakudinga abantu okuza letha inguquko ezimpilweni zabo lokhetho olukhulekileyo kungakhathelekile ukuthi luphathwe lobanjwe ngawuphi umnyaka kubele kube lokhetho olukhulekileyo oluhlonipha amalungelo abantu.
Hello ke ngumnumzana efidlela Ncube ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ubekhuluma icingweni le studio 7 ekwabulawayo. Amapholisa asesipha izizathu ezijiyeneyo ezokuthi izicelo zebandla le-CCC ezokwenza imihlangano azila mininingwane yonke efunakalayo phansi komthetho. Imizamo yokukhuluma namapholisa ngodaba lolu yehlule, kodwa iStudio 7 ilezinye zencwadi ezathunyelwa ibandla le-CCC ngamapholisa.
Asambeni madoda siyovota,
asambeni madoda siyovota, sivotele inkosi.
Asambeni madoda
siyovota, sivotele inkosi.
Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba lobulembu beinternet elesayithi lilodaba lokuthi ukuna kwezulu okwenzakala lezinsuku sokudala umonakalo otshiye indlu yelukithi le-Old Phumula idilikile koBulawayo. Umnini walindlu umnumzana Andile Ncube usecele uncedo kuzulu ukuthi aphathiswe. Iphephandaba le-Chronicle lilodaba lokuthi umhlangano webandla le-ZANU PF we-National Youth Day kumbe i-Robert Mugabe Day ozenzelwa eLupane kusasa ukhangelelwe ukuba labantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu 30,000. Ngokwakuqala ukuthi umbuthano lo wenzelwe phandle kwedolobho leHarare. Ake sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Omela elemelika kwele Israel usecebise inhloko kahulumende yakwele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu ukuthi kumele ayekethise imithetho afuna kuyiqinisa eqondisa ezemithetho ukuze elemelika lenelise ukuncedisa ukuthi avuselele ubudlelwano lele Saudi Arabia. Elemelika lizathumela enye njalo imali engamadola izigidi ezilikhulu US$100 million ekuphathisa ele Syria lele Turkey kulandela ukuzamazama komhlaba kwadiliza izindlu kwabulala abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamachumi amahlanu 50,000. Manje sengidede la emuva ngilichiya izandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Sarbonani sarbonani balandeli ke-Studio 7 okhuluma ngu-Thamsanqa eklamsi komaningi. Ngiyambuze ukuthi athi u-president wethu ngoba singabe sisike umezwakazi akuboni kangani ngoba kunini sihlupheka lapha kunini sihangani akuboni ngani u-president wethu ngoba amanje angithi sihlala emazweni abantu basixotsha sidiningi kodwa yena akuboni ngani waye u-president wethu baba esibakhuphelayo bezele kahle lokuhlala phasiiye kusuke esihlalweni eniyeza abayithu ngisamangala kula abantu abazavuse izane ukuthi sitholani lapho abantu batholani lizhayi basafa ngihlupheke safa ngihlupheke abekebenikeze ochamisa lakuthuba bekwazi ukubusa la usibona ukuthi uyaphetha ngani. Ngiyabona
Studio 7, Studio 7 njani kwa kiki kiminyelewa umatebo mze kwa andi. Mkala sisu wakuna bata hawa kuruma hapa kwa Studio 7 oka olewe kifendi za nufie. Kati wana bahampa nga opu mkwa kwa mawe suge cholo chove sisa hapa kwa ulawa. Kwa mkwa kwa cholo cholo nkai soku hizi fula. Awa nipa kitono watewele nipa lakube kiriwa hizi ambe kifunu kutuwa fotele. Mkwa kuna luni nswani. Wene etuwe kino mkwa kwa no msevezi. Kati wazi wefunte njani. Utole sivu mpe kwa hizi kipe espanwe ni wano mtano omo charanka gilizu. Awa nipa kitasikini sifunte ni matuta. Asikini sifunye nipa mtuwa kazi. Sekele ni mtuwa sezi harare li.
Sona njani tunga. Atina zoni. Wonke la botande. Nita basi gimitaba. Tunga. Awa nipa kiba ezi. Hamu ba shanga ni savani. Uwe siwa ni savani. Niente. Tuna obule wewe. Kwa so wada kangela. Ito kwenza kada wakona wonke. Kwa ya inatikule. Awa nipa na siya kwa sigema. Nipa ano nga wakanya wakanya mtu kate ezi kani. O mtu o tuleo. Wezi kani manti ya kangela. Nga mtu anaka tele kanda jiko. So lo ule lo mnye lo. Yisi kani. Yisi kevenga. Nga ufunu una zelela. Kuti awa nitu nga sikuluma ngumutu. Kutu mtu uonige. Singa katati sila nga politi wonga lapa. Akula politi lupagati. Lumtu na yisi kevenga. So wana lumtu na besu nga mwafika uye nga kibu la kwa zara. Kuza kukuti vile mtu ulotu. So I politi ya wingena. Singa shanga nisi zito la lefru mwati. Ufake sauto. Lapo kumbele ufake koni chugele. Ufake chua lapo mbele kona mkene sauto. Ama tu sezenji. Nga sezi ya shanga suti. Hei ama tu wana yukuti ya wala msebeza. Wala aisit. Askanye lene ama tu wana. Dinge nukuti lapo zara kukunti. Nguwa anuazi lapo zara kunu mtu wana. Angawa vile ena isi. Mtu vile umezwa. Konga kose gi. Konapu nga ile klasi ni konapu uzondela. Nwa nukuti vile klasi nuya wazi na gazi. Amzu. Singa shanga ni. Kasi kumbe na bantu wa. Mtu wana mbenzu ubo wenzu. Nga zari mtu wana mbenza. Ae zingu. Kono suku tatu suku tanda ni. Kasi. Ae suku ukuza. Kwa mtu yene ni. Kuli tuwa alifara na hape zinga.
Salibu nani basaka zwe Studio 7. Yali mingelela la wala lele. Uputilo omuza ikanywa mbizi. So kusiti nga. Uya wazu kuti ikanywa mbizi. Iskaba sankona. Yona ikanywa mbizi gailashi. Angakata. Lapa kona ngafika ewangi. Ewangi lapana uya kuza makumba ijambizi. And then wenga mlaile ngafika makumbi. Abese jela utraiva mbukundi. Tabese siti nifuna uye kanywa mbizi. Inginga izabala. Ikanywa mbizi gule manono, gule chikamba, gule katobe, gule makara, gule mkonda, gule lumbora. So so kufunti nga ye na pagatu wale zozikabu ya kwazi kutuusi piskaba. Pekunga balula. Andi uropsoni okona ngale. Kwe sinye iskaba wagonyoni manje na ntututi ngurop. Mdo mtala patie. Osela mandriti ez. Mdo mtala. So so kusiti nga wea kwazi iskaba sankona. Ngoba ena itinge siti kanywa mbizi. So kufunu kuti engu mundo le mota ya kihamba. Ebe sifike la kose pumbe. Eni la pan. I think ibe nga bebe za mlai la ngonu ngoba. Inkuli kanywa mbizi so ndayo inga nogo kuti. Endi no mekata futi kunzimuti baza mchia ngapi ngoba. So na lezi ndayo inzikamba yu iskaba sakona. So ikombi ya ume kuchela po ya kwa
Studio 7 makadi Studio 7 njinja they are not replying us but chero zakadiru tunungu kutiri rai nyusite nyusia lili nyusite ndi wali ngasipendu lako seliza swaga di njifunu kusibuza sali pendu ya wili suza kona kati pati wiskati ya vinge inga nisla fili ya wala ndawa Studio 7
pasaka hazwe Studio 7 nyali vimele la lonke lina ele sichela indawa zetu niso. Zimbabwe lapa siphakathi kokuhlukunyezwa kodwa sasimene isibindi. Mama labo baba asiqineni hotele ilungelo labantu bethu ukuze babuye emazweni babuye ekhaya sizohlala labo sibabona. Badubeka abantu bethu emazweni ngale abanye bayatsha abanye bayabulawa. Thina abazali ngapha singasoze sibabone Nkulunkulu wami. Siyabonga Studio 7 ngomsebenzi eliwenzayo. Ingani lingabala imeseji yami mina imgogo Khanye yibo Bulawayo.
Sakazi ngivuka njani? Ngivuka njani? Hayi yabona uPresident yobuTswana nomnangagwa no lo Ramaphosa into eyi-1. Usuka laphana hamba ekhuluma kubi. Ayi support izano ekhaya support umnangagwa. Ajika ekhuluma kubi ngama-foreign reason lakhe ncenga abantu bakhe ukuthi beqhubeke bemvotela qhubeke gcwalisisa sakhe. Siyemo kwenziwa nguLo Ramaphosa laye support izano ekhaya umnangagwa afuna ukuthi izano iqhubeke ibusa. Ngapha ucotsha abantu bama permit lapha ngale lo mnangagwa naye uncindezela abantu eZimbabwe ngapha kabanikezi kuhla uthi ulungile ukubathwala ebakhutule khanje ngezi after that uyayekela kunjalo akula nto azabenzela yona abantu baqhubeka besihlupheka asazi ukuthi kahle kahle challenges zisuhlungu le enziwa yilo abantu laba lawa bantu angazi ukuthi into ezalungiswa njalo hayi kuzima kodwa sithemba ukuthi lo nyaka nangakuza kuphuma lezanu yakhe yabo ngakhuluma ngoDaw 263 lapho eGoli.
Siyabonga ke balaleli bethu lawo ke bekungamazwi enu elisithumele nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, ucwaningo olusandayo ethulwa lugatsha lwezempilakahle i-CDC luthi umnyaka ka-2020 yuwo owafa khona abantu abaningi bebulawa yimbhobho kulayo yonke eminye iminyaka. Lolu gatsha luthi ngomnyaka ka-2020 kwafa abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu angamachumi amane lanhlanu 45,222. Umnyaka lo wona uthembisa ukuthi uza kwedlula oka 2020 ngoba sokuhle kwabhubha abantu abalijumi lasikhombisa 17 ngenyanga eyodwa. Ngeviki edluleyo kulabantwana bekolishi le Michigan State University abathathu abadutshulwe bafa. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele sizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwele Melika umnumzana Busani Ntini.
Kodwa kwasesikhathi uhlupho lokuba khona ukuthi izibhamu lezi zisuka zibe zibe ilezi zibhamu ezidlula ezithwalwa ngamapholisa asebenza emgwaqweni amalanga lamalanga. So siyabona ukuthi umongameli uBiden lamaye amapolice makers bayaproposa ama-restrictions athize okwenzela ukuthi kungabi lobani lobani okwanisa ukuthi ebambe umbhobho. Ikakhulu ungakhangelela abantu ababengaphilanga engqondweni, abantu abalama criminal record, yibo abantu okumele bekhangelwe kunokuthi bengakwanisi ukuthi bethole imbhobho. Njalo lokuthi imbhobho leyi ingavunyelwa ukuthi nxa umuntu sebhubhile ibe yilifa lokuthi umuntu engabhubha imbhobho leyi idlule iye ebantwaneni ngoba isikhathi abantwana labana babengala background e-right. So indaba imbhobho kumele sibili kube lama restriction ngombono wami, kumele kube lama background check anzima. Njalo lo hlonzi lwembhobho etholakala ebantwini kumele ikhangelisiswe ingabe yimbhobho edlula le etholwa ngamapholisa, ngoba esikhathini esiningi amapholisa athi efika lapho kudutshulwa khona bebe overpowered ngabantu abathwele imbhobho elo hlonzi oludlulako. Siyazi ukuthi kuthiwa eMelika 4 out of 10 abantu abadala bayatsho ukuthi balombhobho. So into enzima leyo, abantu abaningi bale mbhobho ngoba bafuna ukuthi beziprotekthe bona beziprotekthe le moli zabo, yilo hlupho lukhona. So isikhathi esiningi ukuthi abantu abaningi lapha they believe ukuthi kumele bebe le mbhobho leyo. So kunzima ukuthi imbhobho leyo ithathelwe abantu.
Abe bandla lama Republicans yibo abakhanya befuna ukuthi kungabi lemgoqo yokusetshenziswa kwezibhamu. Uthini wena ngalokho?
Khona kunjalo i-administration kaBiden lamanye ama-administration ama-Democrat akaba khona ayande ukuzama ukuthi befake ama-restriction endaweni zezibhamu, ikakhulu izibhamu ezilohlonzi. Njalo lokuthi ngubani ongathola isibhamu kutheni ama-background check. Kodwa kwande ukuthi ama-Republican lama-raw voters amaningi melani lokuthi bethathelwe imbhobho yabo, ngoba kulabanye ababelieve ukuthi imbhobho leyo kumele bebelayo okwenzela ukuthi i-government yawo ingeyilo ukwenza abakuthandayo balelungelo lokuthi bethathe imbhobho belisane le-government ekhona. So indaba ye-Second Amendment iyahlupha. Njalo ama-Republican amaningi kabakuboni uqathekile ukuthi kube lama-restrictions entweni zezikhali. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi uBiden into ayifisayo. Njalo isikhathi esibenge kujwayele ukuthi ngaba le mass shooting abantu abaningi bekhulume ukuthi yebo kumele kube lama restrictions.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Busani Ntini isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kweMelika ubekhuluma icingweni leStudio 7 eseNew York. Isikhathi kasavume ukuba siqhubeke sonke kodwa singakehlukani kesikhangele inhloko zendaba. Udaba lokuthi uMongameli Mnangagwa wephula isekelo sombuso ngokungasayini ugwalo lwezabelo zokuvota idelimitation luqhubekela phambili. Amapolisa aqhubeka esala ukupha imvumo abebandla le-CCC ukuthi benze imihlangano yabo phambilini kokhetho. Sulugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama ngu-Chris Dunling, ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye.